Now time for a locker room chat with Axe the Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan after playing 4 games in the span of just 5 days. And coach, you guys go out of that stretch 3-1, a loss to Frankfurt, but wins over Pawnee City. That was on Tuesday. And then on the 3rd, you beat Lynn and Valley Heights back on the 2nd. So it has been a very, very busy week for you guys. And overall, how do you feel like you did in this stretch?
Starting with, and it's not to take credit away from the other teams, but we haven't been playing our best. Starting that game against D West last Tuesday, and you know we kind of had a 5-game stretch where we're kind of struggling to find some flow and some just some pace offensively, and then put that on top of playing 4 games in 5 days. We have to be mentally, we didn't play our best, and so to come out of that stretch 4-1, it's just kind of a credit to our guys. It's like who they are and what they're able to do. Each one of those games, 3 of the 4 games we had to put together fourth quarters to give ourselves wins, and they stayed the course and they didn't panic. They kind of just knew that they at the end they would be there. And the game that we lost, we just dug too big a hole. We made some plays to get back out of it, and credit to Frankfurt for, we got close a couple times, that they always made plays to keep it at a 10-point game, and it's kind of what it ended up as. But, proud of the guys. The NBA doesn't even do that, 4 games in 5 days, and it's tough to work on things when you don't have practice time to kind of, go over some things again and readdress issues that you're having. But they did a good job in that stretch, and we're glad it's over, and you have to get better from it.
And kind of a return to normalcy, if you will, over the next 8 days as you guys play on Friday, Tuesday, and then the following Friday before playing back-to-back games and back-to-back days on the 19th and 20th. But in those games coming up here this upcoming week, you're at Washington County and you're at Troy. So, and then you're following that up with a game at Blue Valley Randolph. So the next 3 are on the road, and these are 3 solid teams. What are some things that you're going to have to do better this week to get out of that stretch 3-0?
We struggled defensively, and when you get physically or mentally tired, your defense kind of lacks a little bit there, and you're not as focused and sharp as you need to be. And so that's what we need. We need to get back to what we have coming out of the TVL tournament. Opponents were averaging around 42, 43 points a game against us, and then that 5-game stretch that we had right there last week, I think we were giving up 52, probably about 12 more points a game. And we just got to get back to playing defense and doing what we do there. We kind of, it's just a little bit of the fatigue. We weren't running in transition as much as we'd like to. So we got to, hone in on those couple things. And I think that if we go out and play defense and we get up and down the court a little bit and we execute on the offensive side, we should be a tough out here the rest of the way.
And kind of speaking of the rest of the way, you guys sit at 5-2, which is currently 4th in the Twin Valley League standings, 13-2 overall, though, and number 3 in the entire state. Are you guys looking at the TVL standings as, can we win the league here? Obviously, trying to take it one game at a time makes it difficult, but also there is the fact that there's sub-state. Kind of taking a look at the sub-state standings, how can we get the 1 seed? What more is of value to you guys, possibly winning the league or getting a higher ranking in sub-state?
It's always the league stuff is kind of an accomplishment of a bigger plan, and it's the goal is always, and we say this every year to the kids, is the goal is to win the last game of the year and to be the state champion, and so those things like the league tournament champion and league regular season, those happen along the way. They're accomplishments, but they're not the overall goal, and it's just continuing to get better. Through the next couple of weeks, we still got 5 games left to build and try to, become our best version of ourselves come sub-state time. And so, if the league happens, it happens. Just the same thing with the league tournament. If we win the league tournament, that happens, and it's a great accomplishment. But it's not the ultimate goal. And I think the kids realize that, and, they're focused on just getting better day in and day out. the league is tough. We know that. It gets us ready for postseason play. And so especially this year and going forward, I think the league is going to be extremely tough. You're going to have to show up every day to the player, you're going to walk away with a loss. And, you know, I think we felt that the last week is because, you know, Valley Heights and D West, who, you know, were lower seeds in our league tournament, and even Lynn had us down at halftime or right there with us at halftime. And so it's a challenge, but it's a good thing to have going forward to sub-state and postseason basketball.
Big stretch coming up, 3 road games for the Axel Eagles. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.